This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy. You've got Dean, you've got Dylan, and we've got a special guest who's going to rescue us.
Yes, we have here in the studio with us Melbourne, the current reigning Melbourne rubber man, John Cheshire. Yeah!
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here. And I'm only the current reigning Melbourne rubber man for another couple of weeks, I'm afraid.
I know, not long, and your reign is over.
I know. I've reigned all year, and now I'm wet, and the whole Melbourne's wet with John, and now they're ready to move on to another rubber man.
Oh, well, there you go. But we are not here to talk rubber, even though it is absolutely wonderful. Your reign is nearly done. You've been absolutely fantastic. You're a wonderful representation for Melbourne's rubber community, because as a part of that, as a part of being Melbourne rubber man, you have had, you've chosen a platform for the past year, which you will raise funds for, and has been very important to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, well, the charity that I'm raising funds for is called the Rainbow Railroad. Now, Rainbow Railroad rescues LGBTIQ people who are at risk of torture or imprisonment or death in their home countries and relocates them to a safe country. So if you think around the world at the moment, and it's not too hard to imagine places.
You can throw a stone, quite frankly. Yeah, exactly. Just stone throw.
We're very lucky here in Melbourne. We live in a fantastic place, you know. Mm. We're welcome. Where diversity is welcomed. Where we can walk down the streets and not be persecuted, for the most part. But there are places like Chechnya at the moment where there are gay men who are being rounded up, they're being tortured, they're being imprisoned, and some of them are disappearing. Mm. And now, the big picture in these places, of course, is the laws need to change, the society needs to change, and that takes local action to do that. And there are great human rights groups who are doing that sort of work. But for those people who are stuck there in the meantime, and some of them are in fear for their lives, that's when Rainbow Railroad comes in, and they can actually relocate a person to a safe country.
Now, how did you find out about Rainbow Railroad?
I found out about it from a colleague in the United States who was also supporting the charity. When I visited the States last year for International Mr. Leather and met some people, and they said, oh, you know, you should have a look at Rainbow Railroad. They're actually a Canadian-based charity, and a lot of the people who they relocate end up settling in Canada, which where they're welcomed as refugees, which is something we have a bit more difficulty with in Australia.
Yeah, yes, just slightly. Mm.
Not that we want to float our own boat, but yeah, no, not so great in when it comes to that.
Well, this is true. So I think it's fantastic that you, in your title year, have chosen that organisation as your platform, because it's one that's it's not focusing on a local issue, it's focusing on a global one. It's raising money and helping to support people who are a part of our community but may not be a part of our country, and I think that's really fantastic.
Well, they are a part of it. You know, we would identify with these people. We would want these people to be our friends, but they live in another country and they're often in pretty dire circumstances. You know, what's it like to walk down the street and feel like, you know, you could be arrested because of your sexuality, because of the person you love?
You constantly have your guard up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or you, someone come to your house and say, look, you know, we're with the police and we've got a warrant to search your premises and have your personal, your laptop, say, confiscated and gone through to find any evidence of your sexual behaviour.
I mean, to be fair, I would be stuffed if anyone took my laptop.
Exactly.
You know,
we'd all be stuffed, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay true. Yes. But yeah. And now we want you to stick around with us, because I think it's fantastic that you're sticking, helping to raise funds for this cause. We want you to stick here with us because we are going to talk a little bit more about a fundraiser you've got coming up called Rescue this Saturday, and I want to hear all about it.
This is Mad Wednesday. We have a very special guest. We have John Cheshire.
Yes, Rubberman John Cheshire is joining us here in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We got a little heavy because we were talking about something very important. And it's people in our community, in other parts of the world, in countries where they're not accepted and their sexuality, they can't be themselves like we are here in Australia. And you are raising funds for as part of your reign as Mum and Rubberman. And with an event coming up this weekend, called the event's called Rescue, you're raising funds for Rainbow Railroad.
Yes. Now look, Rainbow Railroad reckons it costs on average $10,000 to get someone out of the country, on average. So in my mind, that's the target that I've got for our fundraising
this
year.
That's wonderful.
If we could get $10,000, then we could actually say in Melbourne, we saved someone. We actually got someone out. Now to do that, we've got this event on Saturday. It's called Rescue.
Yep.
It's at the 86 in Smith Street. Anthony, the 86 has very kindly made the venue available to
us.
It's absolutely wonderful
lovely
of him. The event doors open at 7 for an 8 o'clock start.
So what kind of event is this?
It's a fetish-themed performance and auction night. So I say fetish theme. So it is a compulsory fetish dress code. I have to stress that. So the minimum is a basic black. I probably should say the minimum is a G-string, I guess, if you will.
It all depends on what your fetish is, doesn't
that's
it? That's the trick with it. Some people can get overwhelmed with fetishes, but it's whatever floats your boat, right, that you come rocking in.
Does that mean you're going to be chilly on the night? Does fetish mean just lack of clothing, or can you come in like a nice little pant?
On the contrary, in fact, you could come in so many layers of clothing of different sorts, if that's your fetish, that would totally be fantastic. Look, leathers, of course, many people would come dressed in leather. Some people come dressed in latex. Some people will come dressed in feathers or in nothing, in very little.
If your fetish is just a nice cardigan or a nice dressing gown, or is that just a little bit too vanilla?
Well, I suppose if you want to argue at the door that your fetish is a cardigan...
Dylan's always looking for a reason to argue.
No, look, if you want to make that argument at the door, we could try that. But you might just have to just wear the cardigan if that was the case.
No. He will.
I will. Good. Get a nice cutting in. It'll be a very nice one.
But it's not just about what you're wearing. So there's performances and auctioning and fundraising.
So the performances we've got performances by four current title holders in Melbourne. So we've got a performance by James Adensall, the current Laird Leatherman. We've got a performance by Freddie Raftellis, the current Mr. Vic Bear.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a performance by the current Ms. International Leather, that's Ange Saeed.
Lovely.
And a performance by yours truly, the current Melbourne Rubber Man.
Oh, it's wonderful seeing everyone coming together
and
to support you.
Fantasy performances.
These are fantasy performances, right. In fact, these are performances that all of us did as a part of the competitions that where we won our gig.
Oh, wonderful.
Some people may have seen some of them. No one will have seen all of these. And indeed, the one that...
I was about to say, I've seen two of the three.
Right, good. That's a good start. But you won't have seen the version that I'm doing was the version that I did at Chicago for Mr. International.
You're stepping things up a notch.
Yes, no one in Melbourne has seen that. So that's a first time in Melbourne.
And you're also doing an auction.
Last time too, I'm not sure.
You're also doing an auction to help raise funds. So what are you auctioning?
We've had donations of great fetish items by stores and businesses and members of the local community.
It's really wonderful when everyone puts steps in and helps.
It is, and everybody who's donated has said, fantastic. I'm right behind you. This is a really important cause. I'm only too happy to donate something. So things like, without naming all these places, things like a set of heavy rubber restraints with wrists, ankles and collar. A bed sheet with an inflatable edge that you can use for messy play if you wanted to.
Or just messy nights.
If you just want to put it over the couch and just get some fish and chips. And it's all however it floats you.
But you know when your soy sauce goes everywhere, you know, and you just don't want to make that mess on the couch? This is for you.
I had to eat ice cream cake in the bed and I got it everywhere, so it helped for that.
Now, I want to stress, yes, there's a fetish theme. Yes, there's fetish theme fundraising. Yes, you do have to come with whatever your fetish may be. But it is so worthwhile coming and supporting this important event and helping to raise some great funds. If we can just help one person, then that's everything.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
So how can people find out more details, John?
So they can go, if you want to get tickets, and I should have said the tickets are $25. You can either get them in advance by going to the 86's website. That's probably the easiest place to find it. Everyone, the86.com.au. And if you look down the forthcoming events tab in there, you'll find Rescue. There's a tab there you can click and buy the tickets.
And we'll be putting all of that, the details to the event for Facebook and everything. Yep. We'll be putting that up on our social media as well.
Yeah, that's it. So you could, if you Google Rescue, you'll probably find it as well.
Google a good night out.
That's, we're going to put all that up on our social media so that we can share that. I think it's absolutely wonderful. John, we want to thank you for coming and joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's really wonderful to see you raising funds in such an important way and helping to support someone that needs it in our community. And I think it's really wonderful. And we are really grateful you've come to join us.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for joining us too, Melbourne and the World.
Oh, is that it? Is that we done?
Bye now.
Oh, it's been an absolutely fun show. Just as much craziness as you would expect from the Double Ds.
You handle your hump day in style. You do it with us.
It's how you do it. And we're going to be back next week for a whole lot of fun.
Joy and Wednesday. This is the Joy Anthem. Janthem.
We'll see ya.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.